Queer Belongings, after Elsbeth Probyn's Queer Belongings, The Politics of Departure. It's not that the countryside blends. It's just that there's so damn much of it. I named the Subaru Gertrude, Trudy most days. I trust her, this marvel of a box whose inner workings I understand less than my own. I'm reading about departures and queer belonging in a campground a state or two after South Dakota. And as I'm reading, my breath tightens, stops, and I'm acutely aware of Montana, if that's where I am, or Wyoming. I hear the rustling and the soft swears of the butch woman at the neighboring campsite, rearranging her tent. I'm thinking about making eye contact with her. A line of trees witnesses me in a red camp chair, covered in a plush blanket, hunched over this book, wearing my favorite flannel, a worn green and gray plaid. I hope the woman sees me. I hope she sees me in the way queer women want to be seen by other queer women, which has nothing to do with the way I want straight women to see me, or men. I want queer women to see me prismatically. I want to be split apart and opened and held, seen and held. I'm waiting and wanting to be recognized wanting. I want my desire to be witnessed before it is met. I cannot hold this radiating need gingerly. There is too damn much of it. I cannot imagine a life cut free from unmet desire. It is a compass in my pocket, heavy and insistent. Yearning is as queer to me as the next signifier. I am lighting a fire for the encroaching evening, and she looks.